agitated, violent patients.
Acute management of the violent patient. The first priority here in real life, and I'm hoping on the boards as well, is to assure the safety of your staff, yourself, and the patient. That is a key priority, because obviously if you've been bashed about the head, you can't take care of your patients. So a key thing to really try and do in these patients, the patients who are violent in your department, you want to try and avoid the escalation of the patient's violent behavior. So you can use things like verbal redirection and putting them in a secure environment, like they're alone in a safe room without access to dangerous objects or their own belongings. Because remember, their own belongings could include weapons or things that they can turn into weapons. But what about restraints?
First of all, I want to talk about verbal redirection. Do you go, squirrel?
I do, actually. I work in Canada. Go, we have squirrels in the emergency department.
Restraints, yes. Restraints, if necessary, to protect, again, protect the patient and the staff. But the key thing with the restraints now is that those restraints should be chemical, often with benzodiazepines and antipsychotics. And ketamine is sort of the big one. I don't know if it'll be on the test yet, but we're really liking that. And if you use physical restraints, close monitoring, position changes, and documentation. This is a big deal. We don't want to hurt our patients. This is about helping them. So when we restrain them, we should document well, and we should do repeat examinations to make sure that they are safe.
Yeah, and another key thing, depending on your legal jurisdiction as well, you might need to get consent from family members or powers of attorney for certain types of restraint, obviously not acutely, but if you're going to keep them in physical restraints, you might need to be calling a family member or someone else connected to the patient. And don't forget to assess the patient properly to rule out an underlying organic cause. We don't want to just snow them with ketamine and leave them in a quiet room and then let the whole shift go by without thinking about what could actually be causing this acute violent outbreak.
The treatment for an acute subdural is not ketamine and to be pushed into the corner. I'm just saying, I know some people that have done that.
It's maybe happened before.